This is a download from the Scottish Railway Preservation Society.
Just putting some lights on the engine now. We've got two lights showing it's a passenger train.
This is Soundbox, a magazine for railway enthusiasts around the world, coming to you from Bowness in Scotland.
Hello, and welcome to this 16th edition of Soundblast, the Scottish Railway Preservation Society's download, the totally non-visual magazine. I'm Sandy Simpson, and I'm right here in our studio with the indefatigable David Bytheway, the editor, producer and roving reporter for Soundblast. In this edition, we'll be meeting Dr. Martin Crapper and learning about his projects with the Bowness and Kinnear Railway. We're paying a regular visit to Mike Yodelick's steam archives in the company of David Bytheway. We'll be hearing about the Scottish Railway Preservation Society's rail tour operation. We'll be taking a safety course. And David Bytheway will be speaking with a very distinguished visitor to Bowness. We start then with Dr. Michael Crapper, who told David about himself and about why he has brought his students to the Bowness and Kinnear Railway.
I'm a volunteer here. I've been involved on the civil side and I'm a steam locomotive fireman. But my day job is as a civil engineering lecturer at the University of Edinburgh. The University of Edinburgh this year has introduced a concept called Innovative Learning Week, where normal classes stop and we're supposed to do innovative activities with the students. What better idea, I thought, than to bring some of the civil engineering students down here and get them to help with the track relaying that's going on this week. Give some hands-on experience of railways, give some experience of working on a site with machinery and all the safety considerations and so on that we need to take part of. And it gives them an enjoyable day out of the classroom as well, something they wouldn't get when they're on the university campus. Sure.
So let's just look around and describe the scene here. We're at the old Croyettes Bridge. There's plenty of people working on the line. What actually is the task?
What's happened here is that there are two track panels with old concrete sleepers that were life expired and have had to be removed. And they've been replaced with new sleepers. So some of this work happened yesterday, some of it's going on today. We have on rental the road rail equipment, which is a big digger with railway wheels and road wheels. That does the heavy lifting of concrete sleepers and rails and so on. That stripped out the old panels, scraped the ballast. The people are needed to undo and then do up again the rail fastenings, do up fish plate bolts and so on, and allow the machine to get on with the heavier stuff. So what you can see here is one panel almost done. It's being fastened up and packed in. The sleepers for the next panel have been laid down and the rails are ready to go on. We're just waiting for the machine to put a few more sleepers in and then make Nick lift the last two rails in.
Yeah, although it's a heritage site, it's being played for real, isn't it? The
absolutely.
Safety considerations are here. It's big, gutsy equipment, isn't it?
That's absolutely true. This is a construction site on a railway, on a live railway line. It's subject to exactly the same safety considerations as would apply on any workplace, any construction site. Everyone's been carefully briefed beforehand. As you can see, everyone's wearing their steel-toed boots and high-vis clothing and so on, and we're all aware of the machinery in operation and so on. And that's a very important experience for the students, to have that hands-on.
What's the reaction of the students? What have they said to you?
They seem to have enjoyed it so far, but perhaps the best thing to do would be to ask them directly.
Okay. So with me now is a group of the students. Who have I got here? What's your name, please?
My name is Michael.
Michael, is this the way you thought you would be spending your time working on the railway?
Actually, it's not at all. It's proved to be very hard work and learning a hell of a lot. You can see all the different processes that are going on.
Okay, give me one thing that you've learned today.
Well, I've learned about actually the expansion joints. Mm-hmm. So, for example, the chap down there was saying that they ordinarily just cut two ends in half, but then they've started to do welding instead, which can affect, I don't know.
Yeah, getting that.
Can't quite hear you.
What about you, sir? What have you learned?
Well, I was always fascinated to see how the clips always went into the that held the rail down, and it's quite insightful to see how They've actually put that in. In fact, I've got the tool here that they put the clip in, so I'm fascinated by that.
Mm-hmm. Is it good fun?
Yeah, it's really good fun. Really heavy lifting as well. I just thought, I wasn't expecting this actually, but I'm glad it happened.
Okay. What about you? What did you expect when you came out today?
I expected to be quite tame, if you know what I mean. As in, I like the fact that we're being trusted to work on the rail line, as opposed to being reined in at the whole time, because I kind of thought with my previous experience that we would always be kind of told to do things which are a bit menial, but this time we're actually being trusted to do something important.
Well, what have you done that's been important?
Well, laying the rails, putting them in position and putting in the biscuits and all that kind of thing. So,
and you guys here, what about you? What have you
done? Oh, I knew it was going to be hard work, but to be honest, it's proved a little harder than what I thought.
And you?
Yeah, I wasn't sure. I thought we might be just, I don't know, cleaning up the track and stuff and getting out weeds, but we've been actually laying new tracks, so it's been quite...
Is this going to help you in your future?
I don't know, it depends if we work on the railway, but hopefully, yeah.
Anybody want to have a career in the railways?
I definitely consider it now, after learning a lot more about it.
With me now is Ian Anderson, one of the SRPS officials in charge of this project. Ian, how well have the students done?
Well, they're doing very well, I think. They're getting their bikes stuck into lifting and shovelling and generally helping us take some of the weight off the old men that are usually doing it. I'm also looking at some of the engineering aspects, the levelling and surveying, which they've taken an interest in. And
so you're able to pass on your skills?
Yeah, trying to pass on the skills and little anecdotes that happen out in sites that they'll no doubt come across in their future careers.
Yeah, yeah. So do you think they've learned a lot? Has it changed their perspective of what civil engineering is all about?
Well, I think many of them haven't been out in railways before, so that they're seeing some really practical work here. I mean, we're working... This is a real railway that's being built. It's maybe not the way that it's done on network rail, but we're still using the machinery and the techniques, certainly that would have been used a good few years ago. They must learn if they want to take the information, then they should be able to pick up quite a lot from their experiences.
Thanks very much indeed.
Ian Anderson was on hand at Croyet Bridge to give the students some practical advice, shall we say, and tips on working on the railway. And now it's time once more to go along to Mike Kudelux and visit his steam archives.
Hello and welcome to another dip into my railway sound archives. On 22nd August 1966, the Railway Society of Scotland ran a rail tour round Edinburgh. Starting from Kirstorfen, the train eventually found its way to the branch from Monkton Hall Junction, and the Jai 36 060 number 65345 is heard climbing the steep gradient to Smeaton. There are no signals on this line, but the driver sounds a warning whistle to the photographers who are by the line side. Gradient steepens and the driver keeps the regulator wide open. We leave the rail tour here as the J36 continues towards the top of the gradient. On 2nd March 1967, there was only a month left of steam operation in Scotland. B1460 number 61262 is on ballast engine duty. I am on the footplate as the B1 hauls a heavy permanent way engineer's train out of Townhill Yard, Dunfermline. It passes Took North Junction, Dunfermline Motive Power Depot and Dunfermline Upper Station on its way to Oakley Sidings. On 25th March 1967, BR Scottish Region ran a Grand Scottish Tour. It started and terminated in the Edinburgh Waverley. On this section, the 18 coaches were hauled by Black 5 460 number 44997, piloting A4 462 number 6009, Union of South Africa. The train is heard starting from Haymarket Station. The deep thudding two-cylinder exhaust of the Black 5 is heard first, but soon overtaken by the crisp three-cylinder exhaust of the A4 as they haul the heavy train away from its penultimate stop into Haymarket Tunnel. There's the A4 cutting in. I hope you've enjoyed this latest variety from our Steam Railway Sound Archives. See you next time.
These recordings came from Mike Yodeluk's marvellous steam archives. Now, the Scottish Railway Preservation Society has maintained a fine set of carriages for mainline running as SRPS Rail Tours. The new Rail Tours leaflet for 2012 is now available, www.srpsrailtours.com, and David, by the way, caught up with Stuart A. Simpson hard at work in the diesel shed as he and the team were carrying out their annual detailed inspection of the coaches.
Stuart, I've come across to the maintenance shed here and I see that the rail tour coaches, one rail coach here which you're working on. What actually are you doing?
We're doing the annual exams on the rail tour coaches at the moment. We've got to do the whole fleet once a year. What that's highlighted is some problems with the ride heights, and what we're having to do is adjust the ride heights by packing pieces into the bogie and checking the bogie frame heights and the spring heights and things like that.
Looks a hard job, you know, lifting the coach, doesn't it?
It's all heavy, hard work, yeah. It's hard going.
How many coaches have you got to do?
Well, there's 9 going away and hire, possibly 10 at the end of this month, so we've got to get them ready for then. From the examinations, we've found 4 so far that need the heights adjusted.
So tell me, where are they going on hire to?
They're going to Steam Dreams, the rail tour company. I think they're working down in the south of England. I don't know the exact details of the programme, but there's at least 4 or 5 trains they're doing, some of which are steam-hauled.
Steam-hauled and the engine?
I've no idea.
Well, I've heard it said it's Tornado.
Yeah, I think Tornado's doing some of the trips, yeah.
So they're all going to look spick and span, are they?
Oh, yeah, aye, yeah. Well, they look spick and span anyway.
But even better than they normally do.
Yeah, definitely, yeah.
Okay, thanks very much.
Working on the Bowness and Kinneil Railway has many features in common with working on Network Rail, not the least of these being the need to be safety conscious. To ensure that the Society's volunteers know how to conduct themselves in everyday work on the railway, and know what they must do in the event of any mishap, any member whose work involves being trackside must hold a personal track safety certificate, a PTS. David and I both went along for our PTS course and exam, and Ian Gordon explained to the class what it was all about.
Don't take chances. You've only got one life, and you're responsible for looking after your own safety. The objectives of this booklet and the course is the do's and the don'ts, the whys and the wherefores, and the reasons and the rulings, which will hopefully become clear to you as we work our way through. So, just go over the page now. 1-3 assessments. Now you have the same thing in 2 years' time from what we're doing today. We must do this every 2 years, we've got no option, it's mandatory. So every railway is the same in the country, including the main line. So every 2 years...
I've got a group of guys now who are about to sit this exam. What do you feel about it? Do you think it's a good idea?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Why is that?
Well, you need to know the rules and whatnot as regards safety.
But don't you just pick that up as you go along?
Well,
yeah, but you need to read the rule book and do it properly. Because if you just need to make one mistake and you could be fatally injured.
Have you been studying hard for this exam at all?
No. Well, I have gained my experience over 70 years here and there, but it's not a bad thing that it reminds you to think about these things.
What about you? Are you you're looking a bit nervous, are you?
I always look nervous.
You're quite confident you're going to do it?
I'll have a go at it. I already benefited this morning because I used the phonetic alphabet this morning, having witnessed a car crash.
I see.
And phoned up the police and was able to use the phonetic alphabet that I just had a wee look at this morning to give them the registration number. So it's benefits already.
Right, BNKR, I think you all know what that means. BTS stands for Personal Track Safety. And you require this... grade card before you're allowed to be on or near the line. No, come to on or near the line later on. Rule book, you all know what the rule book looks like. That's that big tome you've got lying below your bed. On or near the line or on the line side. Now, on or near the line, this seems to confuse people. But on or near the line is anywhere within 3 metres of the nearest rail. So if you're within 3 metres of the nearest rail, you require a PTS, you require high-vis clothing, and anything else that goes along with it. If you're out with 3 metres, but within the boundary fence, you're deemed to be on the line side. And therefore, you don't require a PTS to be on within that area. It's an exam, David, for you to... do your best.
Thanks very much.
Just remember, it's all common sense.
Oops. Ian Gordon was explaining the intricacies of the Personal Track Safety Certificate exam, which David and I both passed with flying colours. Now, Bonnes attracts many tens of thousands of visitors every year. Most visitors must stay strictly within the publicly accessible parts of the railway, but guests with special permission can go behind the scenes provided they have a guide, holds a PTS certificate, the certificate which we heard about just now. As he was walking to do a job for Soundblast, David, by the way, came across a very distinguished visitor indeed.
Well, with me now is the moderator designate of the Church of Scotland. And can you just introduce yourself?
Yeah, my name is Albert Bogle. I'm the parish minister here in Bonnes, and I'm down at the Scottish Railway Preservation Society this afternoon.
So why have you come down here?
Well, I've come down here because we're going to get some pictures taken, and I thought, what better place than to come to the Railway Preservation Society, because it's a place of connections. There's rails, and it's an idea of where people come and the. It's a good place for a picture to be taken because it's all about connections, and my job is all about making connections, and there's real connections going all over the place here and hopefully going somewhere up to the clay mine up at the other end. And so the idea is that you're thinking about connections, making connections in the world, and I thought
it's a good place for a background for a picture and that whole idea of connections.
Do you like trains?
Trains are all right.
Model trains?
Never had a model train in my life.
Well, maybe,
sorry.
Maybe you get time from now
I'm
on.
I'm the wrong person to ask for this bit of this interview. But I could say I like model trains if you want.
And you like the class of trains we've got here, the old trains here?
I really love the old trains coming down here and seeing the steam trains. It's great.
Thank you very much indeed. I'll let you go.
Thank you.
And that pretty well wraps up this edition of Soundblast. You can contact us online at www.srbs.org.uk/soundblast, all lowercase. That's www.srbs.org.uk/soundblast. Or you can write to us at Soundblast, two words this time with initial capitals, Soundblast, SRBS, Union Street, Bowness, West Lothian, EH519AQ, Scotland. The tireless roving reporter, editor and producer has been David Bytheway. And I'm Sandy Simpson, wishing you all that you wish yourself from everyone here at the Scottish Railway Preservation Society at Bowness in Scotland.